Hi, ladies, and welcome to the Story Night podcast. I'm Jessica Campbell, and stories are my passion. It's my honor to host this podcast where real women share real stories of real hope. Each episode features one woman sharing her personal story with you. Too often, we fall into the traps of comparison and judgment, but what if we took the time to hear each other's real stories? Let's remember that we all have a story, and our stories matter. We're so glad you've joined us on this podcast journey. May you find hope and encouragement in this episode's story. Hi, ladies, and welcome back to the Story Night podcast. If this is your first time finding us, welcome. We're so glad you're here. This is a place where women just get to be authentic and share their stories with the intention of encouraging each other. We tell a lot about the history and the vision of Story Night in episode one, so that's a great place to start. But just so you know, we've got ladies from all different backgrounds and all different ages and different types of stories. Sometimes our stories are very heavy and they might come with a trigger warning, and other times they're more lighthearted and fun. This should be a pretty high energy one because you've got two cheerleaders here. About to have a conversation. So, if it was video, who knows what would happen?
We'd be doing a whole routine out here.
It's just audio. So here we go. But I'm so excited. My guest for this episode is Jade. And Jade, before we start into your story, would you briefly introduce yourself to our listeners?
Absolutely. My name is Jade Keene, and I am the owner of Alpine Fitness here in McMinnville. I've got two boys at home and my stepdaughter, Katie, who is on her way to Atlanta, Georgia to open her own operation for Dutch Bros Coffee. I love fitness. I love outdoors. Growing up as a cheerleader, I found my passion in fitness and encouraging other women to find themselves and their happiness in health and wellness.
Which is so amazing, and I know is very relatable to a lot of women listening. And we were going to get to how you started this business, but we always have to start at the beginning. So where were you born, and tell us about your childhood?
Okay, so I was born in Calgary, Alberta. I lived in Calgary until I was 6 years old, and my mom was recruited to manage operating room in Roseburg, Oregon. We were there for 4 years before we were then moved up to Puyallup, Washington, and then I ended up going to high school in the Dalles, Oregon. So been around the Northwest quite a bit, and it was beautiful, just kind of traveling around, and my parents loved camp, and we spent a ton of time outdoors. Ended up in Lower Columbia College to play volleyball. And then when I went to kind of start my adult life, ended up in McMinnville working at Gold's Gym.
We have a theme of sports and fitness, So far we've covered volleyball, we've covered cheerleading, hockey's in here, right, too?
Yes. Okay. So growing up in Canada, that's kind of like a rite of passage. Everybody played hockey. My dad played hockey at Cornell University. And so my sister and I, everywhere we went, we were the kind of guinea pigs to start a new hockey league in town. So here's my sister and I on skates, you know, in front of the whole town doing an exhibition to start a league with my dad. So that was really a cool thing. And I think brought me some of my grit, my toughness, you know.
I think would require a little bit of toughness.
So to be a hockey player and a cheerleader, I know.
Yeah, it's quite a combination.
Two opposites, but it worked well for me.
You can carry them both well. I love it. Oh, okay. And so then you were in college playing volleyball, right?
Yes.
Okay. Of all the different sports, were you playing all of them or focused just on volleyball?
In college, just volleyball. Okay. Yes.
And then you landed in McMinnville.
Yep. Landed in McMinnville. I worked at Gold's Gym for about 3 years. One of the gym members actually, as I was working there, recruited me to come and work a job at Western Oregon Waste, the garbage company here in town. So working in customer service. So kind of, again, more personality and extrovert, working with people over the phone, and was there for 5 years, and then quit there to raise my boys at home. So
now at some point, I'm rewinding the tape back to when you and I very first met, it was over cheerleading.
Yes.
And Linfield cheerleading.
Yes.
Right? That's a chapter.
Yep. So in 2015, I was recruited to be the head coach of the Linfield cheer team. I was with the team until 2020, COVID hit. and everything just kind of, people were having to stay home, and we couldn't practice outdoors because of wildfires. We couldn't practice indoors because of COVID, and you could only have six people in a room at one time, so it became very difficult.
Trying to cheer with masks on is a little challenging too.
So when everything kind of went, kind of smaller and simpler, my family and I moved into our RV and rented our home out, just to, shake things up and travel around. And so I actually ran a lot of my conditioning and training classes from Zoom, from the RV, for the whole cheer team and the gym that I was at the time. So that's kind of where my passion started, because anybody else I feel like would have maybe just quit and, just threw their hands up. And I just loved it so much, the connection with these women. I just wasn't ever gonna give it up. So
You don't strike me as a quitter.
here in my V, I had 5 feet by 7 feet to do push-ups and burpees, and so daily I was in there doing that with a little computer in front of me, and I ran workouts, for the whole cheer team from that.
Well, it was so fun just remembering back to when we first connected, because at the time I was coaching the little girl, like cheerleader, like through the community center, just this little, and I wanted them to have a chance to go see, the big cheerleaders. And then we got connected, and you were so kind to let me bring all of these little girls to one of the Linfield basketball
So
games so that
cute.
they could cheer with the college cheerleaders, which was
Absolutely.
a very
Absolutely. I mean, just a life-altering moment for
big
the
deal.
little ones. So cute.
It was so fun. And who would have thought, fast forward, whatever, 5, 6 years, that
Yes, 5
you'd be
years.
sitting here doing a podcast with me.
Yeah, and that was such a wonderful chapter with those women, because that was their first experience outside of their homes, away from their families, to come to Linfield for school and to continue their sports career. It was a kind of a magical thing to be a part of their next chapter and help develop them as women. So that was a beautiful, beautiful time. I loved that.
There's a few other chapters before we get to this whole journey of alpine fitness, right? But I was just thinking, you don't play that many sports without, like, I don't know, some fun stories or major injuries or something.
Oh my
Like,
gosh.
what have you been through?
Okay, so right ankle rolled probably four times, never broken, but that was terrible. Fights in hockey were ridiculous. It's just so silly. Obviously it wasn't never escalated, but you give a shove or a body check, and from a girl, so that was always fun, and hanging with the boys and pushing around a little bit. And then in cheer, we competed at the national level, and it was incredible. We placed third 1 year and then fifth another year, and just how great that was to build as a team. And you don't realize how athletic cheerleading actually is until you're in it, tossing around these gals. You've got to have a lot of muscle and a lot of strength, and the whole time you have to yell while you're working out, and dance, remember these steps, and it's difficult. It was challenging. That was probably the most challenging sport.
I always love when people try and tell me that cheerleading's not a sport.
Man, if they would just check out the statistics, you would see that it is can be very brutal. So lots of injuries, lots of elbows to the teeth and face, and
We went through a period where we had more cheerleaders in the trainer's room getting, like taped up and stuff more than the football players were.
oh, absolutely. Well, and then to add the athleticism and then add on flexibility and the gymnastics side of it, there's just so many facets to cheerleading as a whole. So yeah, that was a really challenging time, and participating in cheer and then coaching cheerleading. It's challenging, but very rewarding.
With all the sports and athletic background that you had, then I imagine a lot of that went to your kids also in motherhood.
Both boys love baseball. That's kind of their passion. They both participate in football. Not quite the same love for that. They didn't like to be hit, which I'm like, your mother is a hockey player. Come on, let's get it together. So didn't love to be hit, didn't love to wear the pads. So football kind of fell to the wayside, but baseball, and then they love to be in the gym. They love to lift weights, conditioning, box jumps are the big thing. My oldest son can do a 40-inch box jump, if
And
you
for
can
anyone who
imagine.
has no idea what you're talking about, Oh, a box jump is.
Is to standing in front of about a 20 inch plyo box and then jumping on top of it with 2 feet, which can be both physically challenging and mentally challenging. So you step up to that box and you think, oh, no big deal. But it's kind of intimidating and, you know, kind of a bit of a mental game. So the goal is obviously the higher the height that you can jump. I mean, just that's so cool, right? Yeah. So my son's out here, you know, jumping on a 40 inch box jump, which I mean, he is just, he's very athletic, strong kid. My little one is, you know, following in his footsteps. So we all just kind of love to be athletic, love to move our bodies, challenge each other. And it's just been a really beautiful thing. I started a youth class at the gym that they love to participate in and bring their friends. And
oh, so fun. I also heard there's a hip hop class that just started.
We just had our first hip hop class on Tuesday, and it was such a hit. Learned a great dance. Tess Todd it was the instructor, and she was incredible. I burned like 300 calories. I mean, who knew just learning a dance would be so athletic. So that was really fun.
Absolutely amazing. And there's a couple of other things you did before the Alpine journey started. The fire department and a cake business?
Yes. Yeah. So my husband and I watched The Cake Boss for the first time, you know, 15 years ago. And our nephew's birthday was coming up and we decided, you know, we don't need to buy a cake. Let's try and make one. Let's see what happens. Anyway, ended up falling in love with that entire process. And so for about 10 years, I had a cake business called Wicked Cakes and wedding cakes, birthday cakes. It was very time consuming, lots of weekends. And if you think in terms of food prep, you don't have a lot of time, right? It's not like you can do a big prepare for this big wedding cake. You start on a Thursday, you know, baking and building and just hope for the best. And so it got kind of stressful. So that kind of faded. It was a great chapter, but that kind of faded as the cheerleading and the fitness kind of wrapped up. Yeah. I also volunteered at the fire department for 2 years, from 2016 to 2018. So I was doing that at the same time as coaching for Linfield. So that was a time.
Such a busy one. Fun resume.
But a very incredible challenge.
And volunteering during those years, was there anything extreme?
Yeah, there were a few fires. Recipe in Newburgh, I was on that fire. That was a challenge, but it was very interesting to be on. And then a few around here. So it was exciting. It was nerve-wracking to be, you know, lights and sirens all the way to these events. But such a fun challenge. Drills every Wednesday where they, you know, taught you new things and exciting things and chainsaw work or hose dragging or it was all great. So much fun.
You clearly do not shy away from a challenge. And then you took on the challenge of starting your own fitness business.
Yes. Yes.
So let's tackle that story.
Okay. So 2019, I had been with the gym previously. I learned a lot about HIIT training.
Mm-hmm. And again, for anybody who has no idea what this is.
High intensity interval training. So where you work intensely for a certain amount of time, and then you have a rest period, and then you transition back into the work time. So kind of spiking the heart rate, bringing it down, spiking the heart rate, bringing it down. Just absolutely fell in love with that. The format that I learned this from was in a group setting. That completely changed my whole outlook on fitness. Leading up to that, I had been to the commercial gyms. You know, you walk in the door, and even if you have a plan, right? And especially as a female coming into a gym setting, even if you have a plan, you've got something written out, you walk in, and let's say that equipment is being used, or there's maybe a group of people over there that, you know, you just don't feel like working out next to. And so what do? You just head for the treadmill or the stair mill or whatever. And so weight training typically, you know, unless you're feeling really, really confident and there's not a lot of people in there, just I think by nature, women typically just tend to
go to the cardio,
which is also fantastic, but we all need the weights.
Yeah.
We all need weights, you know, bone density, muscle mass is so important leading into our older years. So experiencing fitness in a group setting and particularly in HIIT training where it's kind of a circuit
Mm-hmm.
style, but then you incorporate some really cool movements, and also the weight training kind of turns it into a really neat place where you aren't being watched, you aren't being judged, everybody just comes in, and having it be mainly women, there's only support, there's no judgment. It's just such an incredibly supportive community. So that's what it is now. So getting to that,
Right.
it all started with COVID. I was coaching the cheer team over Zoom in my little RV. When we came back home from the RV and moved back into the house that we had rented out for a year, the renters had moved on to their next chapter, and so we were ready to head back. We outfitted the garage with some new vinyl flooring and a rack for barbell weights and a couple of other things. And so I started working out in there because, gyms were closed and then opened and requiring masks and then not. And I just thought, I don't really want to deal with any of that. Now that I know what I'm doing, and have an education, I'm just going to start doing my own thing in my garage. So while I was doing that, a friend of mine, Christina Spencer, who owns the Dutch Bros franchise here in town, lovely, lovely friend of mine, called me up one day and she said, "What are you doing for workouts?" She had been working out with me prior. She said, I've been trying to go to here, and do the workout, and it's difficult, commercial gym." I said, "Girl, come to my garage. Let's work out together. There's enough room in here for you and me to do our thing." So she came over. We put some music on and we got to chat and do the workout, and it was wonderful. It was great. So, a couple weeks later, another friend came and it worked, and then another friend, and then that friend heard about it. "Well, I can't work out when you guys are, but would you be willing to like let me come and use your stuff maybe at a different time?" So it turned into me having four women coming at 6 a.m. to work out with me in my gym, four women working out with me at 8:30 in my garage, and then a small group of women at 4:15, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So I had like 12 people, and it felt like fun, but I thought, if this could be its own thing, this could be really, really neat for women, specifically. And so this went on for about a year, classes all day out of my little garage. What my lovely friend Christina Spencer has a beautiful warehouse down on Alpine Avenue. So she invited me to come and open a gym space there. She calls me up one day, she says, "I have room. I
Let's
would
do it.
love it if you would come and open a gym here. Let me know what you think." So I gave it some thought and quickly decided, like, this is my next step. So the next month we moved, made a big purchase on gym equipment, moved in, and just kind of launched it, And so these, 12, 13 people, kind of, small little groups came in and, kind of perfected the equipment and
Sure.
the class size and everything. And then it was a friend told a friend. And a friend told a friend. I had no website, no sign up, no nothing. It was like, "No, just come, just come." And then there was talk, "Well, how can we pay you for this? This is, and I'm thinking, well, this is just stuff, feels hobbyish, but I guess, because it would invest in new equipment." And
Sure.
so got myself set up with an online reservation application that also worked with the financial side. Then it just, year one, I went from maybe 20 people to 100. Year two got up to maybe 120, 130. And I'm looking around the space and I'm thinking, I'm going to outgrow this place. And so my friend and I, sat and chatted and I said, I think I've got an opportunity to either kind of stop where I'm at or
Just grow.
just grow,
Yeah.
just grow. And so I found my current home back last August. So I'm coming up on my year anniversary in this new space that has accommodated so many people. I'm up to 270 members now. My classes are 28 strong with a wait list. It's been a really beautiful thing. Lots of incredible stories of success
Right.
and, physically and
Yeah.
mentally and emotionally. Women go to the gym for so many different reasons. I have women that maybe aren't necessarily after muscle gain and, working towards a marathon, or they're there for the friendships. They're there for the connection and to maintain their cardiovascular health,
Right.
which is wonderful. Some women just want to be able to, deadlift 400 pounds, and that's amazing. It's all across the board.
Right.
And it's just such a beautiful thing to watch these women find their love for fitness and their confidence in the gym. So,
And you mentioned all the stories, right? I mean, this is story night,
yes,
and
sorry,
everyone's
yes.
got these stories. And I imagine that all the women who have come to you for that physical encouragement, they're also finding mental encouragement,
Yes.
and they're finding friendship and accountability, and just people being real, being authentic, not judging, not
Absolutely.
comparing, all of these things,
Yes,
which are part of the
absolutely.
vision of story night. But I was just curious, maybe without names or tons of details, like if there were one or two favorite stories that
Oh,
you have
yes.
to share of just how a gym can make a really big difference in somebody's life.
Yes. So I do have a few members that have come in with serious, potential health risks that they had just found out from their doctor. A1C is high. They're pre-diabetic, or they have just had, they're done having babies and they're at risk of other major health issues. And so to come to me and just say, look, I'm at risk. I'm on the verge of having very serious, life-altering health issues that will last me till the end of time, but I want now to reverse those. What do I do? So what it's ended up being is just these women finding the community and just being consistent. And I've had, multiple women, fantastic fat loss, which is incredible. I've got a couple women that have, dropped 50, 60 pounds because they were, at risk for heart health issues. Some serious depression, women that have come in and just feel like I've had a, life-altering divorce, or, I just feel like I need to find myself again. And I've heard great things about your gym. I'd love to join. And they do. And now they come in and they see their friends that they've made at Alpine and their face lights up and they feel like they belong there. And now they're kind of rebuilding, picking up the pieces and rebuilding their life into something just completely magical that they never thought could occur. So it's just really beautiful to see someone come into this environment, really find it challenging, fun, and supportive. And just by focusing on those three things, kind of everything else in the peripheral sort of falls into place just by being there consistently, challenging themselves to try new things. I mean, there's a lot of women that stand in front of a 20-inch plyo box jump, hands wringing, and they're not sure. And then to see them just take the risk and jump, physically, mentally, just their whole heart and soul, just jump on this, and just to see their face light up. It's like they walk out into their life, the rest of the day, their job, their home life, and they feel like they can manage anything. They can take on any challenge. So the mental challenge and the physical challenge and the struggle kind of just ends up bleeding over into the rest of their life. And I've had gym members that have completely transformed everything about themselves since being with, and just such a positive outlook. And they're stronger and they feel better in their skin. They're, check out the new bathing suit that I bought. I never thought that I would be in a two-piece at
Confident.
40. This is incredible. And just, it's amazing. Better relationships with family members and with spouses. And, they'll bring their kids to the youth class. And so now they've got their children doing the same thing that they maybe did that morning. And so now they're kind of in this together and they're connecting over this one thing, or, their kids watching their moms do, a barbell back squat with a lot of weight on their back and being so inspired by their own mother. It's priceless. It's just incredible. And it's
That's
just
great.
such a gift to me. And I think that's what keeps me staying in it all these years and the end
You
of
get to
time.
be a part of so many stories.
Oh, it is magical. It's just gift after gift, multiple times a day. It's just incredible. So
As you were sharing, I was thinking of kind of two different pieces of encouragement from your story. One is just speaking to the women who might be wanting to start something, like start a business, start something from scratch, follow a passion, right? Because that's
yes.
part of your story, following this dream and this
Yeah.
interest and creating something and watching it grow, which can be scary, but rather than to just go
Terrifying.
work for somebody else, right?
Absolutely.
So that's a piece of encouragement you can give to ladies. And then there's, of course, just the mental, physical health piece of encouraging them to get involved and to take that first step and try something that's hard, that
Yes.
challenges them. but you can build relationship with that and get encouragement.
So on the business side of it, I really leaned into meditation, manifestation, trust. You know, whatever your belief system is, if it's spiritual or faith-based, just really leaning in and really trusting. If you're doing the right things and you're working hard and you're being the best version of yourself, the universe or God will reward you, you know, with the next step. Now, you still need to work and be consistent. And even in those hard times, you know, I had a 6 a.m. class and I had a couple of people say, would you ever consider a 5 a.m.? And I thought, who wants to work out at 5 a.m.? This is insanity. So, you know, so it was suggested to me, and I had one member, she said, I would pay extra if you would be willing to come in at 5 a.m. And I thought, okay, all right, I'll give this a shot. And so we started off with one person at this 5 a.m. class. And so I would show up and she would show up and we'd be standing there in the gym, just staring at each other, like, are we really doing this? And she's like, it's the only time I have. Let's go. So we'd work out, and then my 6 a.m. class would, you know, come in, and the 6 a.m. class was a decent size, right? And then so consistently, it was like her and I. And then she told a friend. And so then it was the two of us. And, you know, then the three of us, then the four of us, right? And so then the word spread. But there were times where I would pull up and, you know, whatever miscommunication or an oversleep or whatever, and I'd be sitting outside of my gym and no one showed. And I thought, okay, this is all part of the process. This is all part of the growth. Consistency, sticking with it, even in the hard moments, you know, I didn't throw my hands up and say, I'm canceling. You know, no one's here. I'm gonna cancel. That is now my largest class. It is always full, 28 people consistently. I've got a wait list of 10 consistently, kind of waiting to get in this class because
At 5 a.m.
I never gave up on it. Praises to this one member that was like, please just do it, just do it. I think it'll be really popular. And I'm going, oh my gosh, I don't know, but I'm trusting. I'm gonna trust that.
And the consistency, you've used the word consistency a lot in this podcast. I feel like that is
That
a
is,
core word for you and an encouraging word.
it is. Even in the moments where you just feel like, why am I doing this? It's getting me nowhere. This maybe isn't my path, but if it is your passion to just stay with it, and even in the lowest, darkest moments where you feel like this wasn't meant for me, just show up over and over. Be a good person, stay consistent, you know, do what you love. You can have it all.
Well, it seems like that covers both the like business, goal aspirations
Yes.
and then maybe the fitness goal
Oh,
aspirations as well,
absolutely.
right?
There, I do also have a few members that it's taken them a little bit longer to see the fruits of their labor and achieve the goals, you know, and they come to me and they're just like, man, I feel like I'm doing all the things right, and I just can't seem to get over this, you know, this little hump. And, you know, so we have a pep talk, and I do my little cheer coach thing, and I just say, you know what? Forget about that part of it for now. What I want you to do is, you know, focus on getting here, seeing your friends, getting your heart rate up to this and that, or and this, you know, but this part that you're so concerned, just set it down for a little while. Just let it go. Make your focus this for a little while. A month later, they come up to me and they say, I got it. I got it. I got to that extra step, all because I just let go. I didn't put so much pressure on myself. I didn't put so much emphasis on this one piece. I started to enjoy the process, enjoy the journey, right? Go in on the day-to-day, not the end goal all the time. You know, it's always good to begin with the end in mind and have a goal, but if you are, you know, frustrated every day because the process seems so difficult, that will inevitably be your demise because you get frustrated in the moment. But if you can just focus on the good things, you know, and not so much on the end goal, it will, you get there much faster than you think you will. So,
So for women who are curious, local ladies that were like, well, maybe I want to go over to Alpine, right? Is it something where you get a monthly membership or you pay by the class? We'll put the website in the episode notes, ladies, if you're curious.
So you can do it all different ways. I do have a drop-in fee. I have a couple of monthly memberships, punch card. And then I also offer a free week to start. So anybody that wants to just come and try it and see if it's their vibe or something they'd be interested in. My music is very loud. Sometimes that's what we need as moms to get in there and just, you know, no talking, just to work and grind and have fun with your friends. And so, yeah.
And building those relationships, doing things together as a, you know, as a group.
Absolutely. Well, especially if you make friends in there and then they call you that morning because you're a few minutes late to say, where are you? And you're like, oh, fine. Okay. I'm on my way.
So it's accountability partners.
It's amazing how much that plays into it.
It's been interesting too, how many people I know who are at Alpa. I was like, oh, wait. She's in that video. Wait, I know her, and I know her, and I know her too. Everyone's at Alpine. So that's been
fun. It's a really great group of women. I mean, I am just so fortunate that I found a couple of incredible humans, and then they brought in their incredible humans, and then it's just built. I've maybe had maybe one or two, you know, instances with, you know, a little bit of friction, you know, but that's pretty great in 5 years. Mm-hmm. And immediately it's like a nope. We don't do that in here. Yeah. We rally and we support each other. Yeah. And that's all I will accept here. And it's created some beautiful friendships. My favorite thing is, you know, I know these women have met in the gym and then I'll see, you know, out in the community, they're now making plans to go get dinner or do an event, or they find out that their kids go to school together. Mm-hmm. So now they've made friendships through their children. Yeah. And it's just really is a whole community. Right. It's just in every sense of the word. So,
well, and speaking of things that you can do in the community as a group of women to come together and build those relationships and just be authentic and real and try and get rid of the judgment, get rid of the comparison, and just remind each other you're not alone. We have one of our live events coming up again. So for anybody who is kind of new to this whole story night thing, we do 4 live events a year. And then we have this podcast. And you can find all of the details about Story Night at our website, storynighthope.com. And our next live event is coming up on July 31st. You do not want to miss this one. This is super fun. We're actually going to be at Domaine Willamette in this stunning winery setting, outdoors, summer evening. It's breathtaking. And our speaker will be Caitlin Sticca. I know a lot of locals know her. She is an incredible woman, a 2-time cancer survivor, now a mentor to so many. She is the founder of With Courage, and you'll hear all of that as part of her story. So ladies, we want you to come. It's free. Get your ticket though, because we will probably max out. I just don't know how many additional chairs we can fit in this area to hear her. So you do not want to wait until the last minute. Go on to our website, storynighthope.com, to get your free ticket to hear Caitlin Sticca's story and just be with a bunch of other women and come and join us on July 31st at Domaine Willamette. And maybe you'll get to meet Jade there too.
Yes. Oh my gosh. I will be there. Caitlin is one of my gym members, so I will go and support her till the end of time. So
I love it. And if you happen to find this podcast after July 31st, 2025, you can still go onto the website to see what our next live event is going to be and get your ticket for that one. Well, thank you, Jade.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Being willing to just come talk about your life and talk about your journey and offer some encouragement for women. We also want to thank Representative Lucetta Elmer for providing this platform so that we can keep bringing stories to women of just hope and encouragement and just being real, being authentic. That's what we want to do and build those relationships among our community. So we're very appreciative. Ladies, thank you so much for tuning in to this episode. We hope that you were encouraged and that you come back next time for our next episode. Until then, ladies, remember, you have a story and your story matters and you are not alone.